You led me to believe, Miss Fairfax, that you were not absolutely indifferent to me.
I adore you. But you haven't proposed to me yet. Nothing has been said at all about marriage. The subject has not even been touched upon.
Well, may I propose to you now?
I think it would be an admirable opportunity. And to spare you any possible disappointment, Mr. Worthing, I think it only fair to tell you quite frankly beforehand that I am fully determined to accept you.
Gwendolen.
Yes, Mr. Worthing? What have you got to say to me?
You know what I have got to say to you.
Yes, but you don't say it.
Gwendolen, will you marry me?
Goes on his knees.
Of course I will, darling. How long you've been about it. I'm afraid you've had very little experience in how to propose.
My own one. I have never loved anyone in the world but you.
Yes, but men often propose for practice. I know my brother Gerald does. All my girlfriends tell me so. What wonderfully blue eyes you have, Ernest. They are quite, quite blue. I hope you will always look at me just like that, especially when there are other people present.
Enter Lady Bracknell.
Mr. Worthing, rise, sir, from this semi-recumbent posture. It is most indecorous.
Mamma!
He tries to rise. She restrains him.
I must beg you to retire. This is no place for you. Besides, Mr. Worthing has not quite finished yet.
Finished what, may I ask?
I am engaged to Mr. Worthing, Mamma.
They rise together.
Pardon me, you are not engaged to anyone. When you do become engaged to someone, I or your father, should his health permit him, will inform you of the fact. An engagement should come on a young girl as a surprise, pleasant or unpleasant as the case may be. It is hardly a matter that she could be allowed to arrange for herself. And now I have a few questions to put to you, Mr. Worthing. While I am making these inquiries, you, Gwendolen, will wait for me below in the carriage.
Mamma!
In the carriage, Gwendolen.
Gwendolen goes to the door. She and Jack blow kisses to each other behind Lady Bracknell's back. Lady Bracknell looks vaguely about, as if she could not understand what the noise was. Finally turns round.
Gwendolen! The carriage!
Yes, Mamma.
Goes out, looking back at Jack. Sitting down.
You can take a seat, Mr. Worthing.
Looks in her pocket for notebook and pencil.
Thank you, Lady Bracknell. I prefer standing.
Pencil and notebook in hand.
I feel bound to tell you that you're not down on my list of eligible young men, although I have the same list as the dear Duchess of Bolton has. We work together, in fact. However, I am quite ready to enter your name, should your answers be what a really affectionate mother requires. Do you smoke?
Well, yes, I must admit I smoke.
I'm glad to hear it. A man should always have an occupation of some kind. There are far too many idle men in London as it is. How old are you?
29.
A very good age to be married at. I have always been of opinion that a man who desires to get married should know either everything or nothing. Which do you know?
I know nothing, Lady Bracknell.
I am pleased to hear it. I do not approve of anything that tampers with natural ignorance. Ignorance is like a delicate, exotic fruit. Touch it and the bloom is gone. The whole theory of modern education is radically unsound. Fortunately, in England, at any rate, education produces no effect whatsoever. If it did, it would prove a serious danger to the upper classes, and probably lead to acts of violence in Grosvenor Square. What is your income?
Between 7,000 and 8,000 a year.
Makes a note in her book.
In land or in investments?
In investments, chiefly.